Hello, Anchor. This is Melody Hero, and I changed my name a little bit. This is now the Webcam Girl Zoo. This is named after a song by I believe the Woodbridge Village Band. I have to double check that, but look up the Webcam Girl Zoo song, and it is actually a very obscure song, but it is on point. Those lyrics are on point. Anyway. It's been a long time, no talk, about 3 months. I've been through a series of unfortunate events that I will go into later. And to be honest, my topics that I was talking about and trying to collaborate with people on weren't, taken with super open arms, which is, to be expected. And, it's all taboo. And, but, taboos lead to ostracization of a group of people in society, and that is the cruelest thing to do to mankind. Like the writer of Dante's Inferno, he said that it is the worst sin, ostracizing your fellow man, and just nothing's overnight with this. But I want to be the change I want to see, and hell, if it's gonna start with me, it's gonna start with me. So I'm gonna continue on doing my podcasts on here and elsewhere too. I actually am doing this on a lot of different platforms. So I've been trying to I need to get back on my YouTube channel. I haven't uploaded anything recently, but I will, and I will let you know when I do. And I mean, I hope you enjoyed it. I actually hope you enjoyed that song in the beginning, because I thought that song was dope. It's good shit. Anyway, so I'm gonna take a break for a bit since I've been talking for 2 minutes, and ADHD is so prevalent in society. Enjoy some tunes while I figure out what I'm gonna say next, because I get a little nervous. I have to write myself a little script. Cheers. Okay. All right, I'm back, and I hope you're enjoying today's tasty tunes. I'm going for a more lyrical poetry kind of thing with the music. Anyway, I'm needing help from you guys, you listeners out there. I'm working on a video project, or several video projects, pornographic and not one. Not pornographic. maybe I want to do like a little documentary as well, and write a book, and I just want to do all this stuff at once. But I would love, and I need your help here. So, I would want to know what questions you might have, like about me, online pornography, escorts, strippers, the sex industry, cam girls, live, porn stars, basically. What do you think about the sex industry? Have you ever watched porn? Have you ever watched porn? Honestly, be honest. And the people in porn, what do you think that they do it for? Like, who do you think that they are like? And be honest, be truthful. I am not gonna be hurt by any question you have or any answer you have to whatever I'm asking. And all I want to do is I want to learn, and I want to teach. And I want to, taboos are there because people don't understand. And the only way to understand something is to be taught something. So I want to be that person to do so. And perhaps we can live in a better world where we're all a bit more connected and not so disconnected. Though we have the internet and all that, it really hasn't brought us together that much more than we already were. Without the internet. So yeah, please call in with questions. You don't I'm I depending on whether you want me to publish it or not, I probably won't. But they will be credited to you anonymously or not, in one of my YouTube videos probably. So and then nothing out there. I don't want anything to be censored, okay? Nothing's too taboo if it's true. All right? Peace and love, everyone. I think this is going to be the end of the podcast. Enjoy some more lyrical, music, candy, and keep it real. Later. Hello everyone, this is Melody. So I said I'd be back, right? Yeah, didn't I? Well, things got in the way of it. It's kind of hard to keep up when you're on so many social media platforms, doing so many different things. Yeah. Anyway, I'm on here because maybe you guys have heard of it, the like sassafras, the shit, pardon my language, stuff. The new laws that are in place, they directly have an impact on the internet as a whole, not just sex work. I kind of wanted to go into that a little bit today. You see, the whole thing around it is, Backpages has honestly been really scummy for a long time, and they've hosted a lot of human trafficking victims on their being pimped out basically on their website, and people have been trying to sue them forever, honestly. They had one, the last lawsuit they had, I believe, and they stated that in section 230 of the internet's something about, I forget what it's actually called, I have to do some research. Section 23, it's supposed to be the safe harbor law, states that the service provider is not responsible for, what the next party does. So if a website, such as Backpage, just hosts some sort of, maybe it isn't intending to be, because they're very vague, they don't exactly always say, like, oh, 12-year-old person, for sale on the internet. No, they make that kind of discreet, and they go around the law. It's a very gray area. But, these people will have gone missing, and people will find their photos on there. It's really sad. So, Backpage is the song. I'm kind of glad they got shut down, but to be honest, this is really infringing on a lot of other rights on the internet, because it isn't quite clear enough, just as all laws are, and it's not quite direct enough either at the same time. It's a perfect law, and I think it's benefiting a lot of people who shouldn't benefit from it, and it's hurting a lot of people who have been benefiting from internet freedom, such as you and I. Well, I mean, hopefully, just as regular folks, won't be too affected by it. But I'm really glad this has been brought to the attention of everyone, not just, as sex workers, but everyone who uses the internet should really be considering what freedom of speech is in the U.S. and what it should be on the internet. With that, I'll let you guys think about that, and I'm gonna put some tunes on. Enjoy.